Well, the state has certainly succeeded. Americans are now minimally autonomous. Once the leader of the free world in academic excellence, the United States now ranks below the middle. School children in the states do poor to average academic work, but they feel good about themselves. Even those who go to school and become exposed to other values and cultures, who become addicted to psychotropic drugs, starting with Ritalin dispensed by the school nurse, who ultimately die in a blaze of glory while taking other students with them, feel good about themselves. The two boys who shot up Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado in April 1999 were heard to say, "This is awesome. This is what we've always wanted to do. Today's the day we get to die." We used to have real autonomy as a free people, motivated by rugged individualism and an entrepreneurial spirit, autonomy that came from within us and from the values of one's own family, not as a gift from the state. Now we have total dependency on the state and the banking system that runs it. And it became this way because the state herded all school children together into state-run institutions where they lost their individual values and everybody became average. Socialization is the ultimate dumbing down of American school-aged children. It's not a social leveler that makes us all better by teaching us to appreciate all others from different backgrounds. On the contrary, it's a developmental deterrent on individual excellence and family and spiritual values. It destroys childhood innocence while inducing children to model behavior that no civilized society would want replicated. Innocence is a genie that cannot be put back into its bottle. The only way to prevent antisocial behavior in children is not to allow it to be modeled before them, and that is the responsibility of parents. There are only two institutions in America in which attendance is required. One is jail, the other is school. Think about that for a moment. Every state has a compulsory attendance law, not a compulsory education law. If state schools were required to give an academic education, the vast majority would be in violation of the law. But it doesn't really matter what's taught. It's attendance in the institution that's most important. And just as we resist compulsion to do other things that limit our freedom, we should certainly resist this one. Have you ever wondered why we've been trained to sit quietly in a group, to raise our hands to get personal attention and not to rock the boat? Where else in life, except maybe boot camp, do we operate this way? Imagine going to a job this way. Sitting at a desk, facing forward, in a room full of other people in similar desks, working quietly at a single task, interrupted by a bell after 40 minutes to go to another room to sit in another desk, working on another completely unrelated task, and doing this 6 to 8 times per day. You start the day by standing, placing your hand over your heart, and swearing allegiance to a piece of cloth that represents the state, and when you get up to leave, you line up at the door, standing quietly at attention, looking for good behavior awards from the leader. This is military training for the good of the group, not for the individual, and the institution is the primary tool to stamp out individualism. Regardless of the institution, when schooling takes place in one, this emphasis on the group must prevail. Parents and churches that look to replace the institution of the government variety with another in which decisions about standards are made by private individuals or groups miss this point. It is the very institutional nature of education in this setting that creates most of the problems with modern education, not the relative standards of the particular institution. Learning, like accountability, is an individual function, not that of a group. Attempting to educate in a group setting by any institution outside of the institution of the family itself must ultimately harm the individual thus subjected to educational malpractice. Perhaps there's been no greater expositor about the changes that have taken place in the American education system than the late philosopher and historian Rusus John Rushdoony, who wrote The Messianic Character of American Education in 1963. He writes, "Wherever church or state have claimed a prior or any jurisdiction over every other sphere of human activity or institution, there has been, with the realization of their claim, a steady diminishing of liberty and the substitution of an institutional bureaucracy for law. The emancipation of education from ecclesiastical control was thus a major advance in liberal education, but a truly liberal or free education must be free also of the state from its support or control." This was not what happened in America, however. The state took over what the churches had begun, replacing the control of education by one institution with control by another. Rushdoony continues, "The state is the order of liberty, and the school is the means whereby citizens are prepared for the good life. The state has become the saving institution, and the function of the school has been to proclaim a new gospel of salvation. Today, democracy is upheld as the zenith of human government because it's the basest expression of self-determination. But when a small group can control what the masses believe to be the truth by controlling the information that they receive in the media, what they learn in school, what habits and behaviors are modeled for them in their entertainment culture, etc., is it really self-determination? Or are the people just being led like sheep to believe that it is? Face it, whenever we allow an outside institution or interest group to control what we see, think, and hear, all that we learn, we become their slaves. The intentional dumbing down of American education was an insidious scheme to enslave us, and it's been very successful. Why is the kind of education that you're getting here, this seemingly out-of-the-box way of looking at reality, even necessary in this information age? Why do we need to be re-educated to learn the truth about our history, our government, our banking system, our laws, our rights, and our constitutional freedoms? It's because we've been trained and conditioned to act according to what we are taught, and most of us have been taught in a system that was designed to make us believe certain things that are not true or that are not focused on what would be best for us if we knew the whole truth. Remember the two classes that Woodrow Wilson spoke of? One that was to get a liberal education, and the other was to become trained to perform specific difficult manual tasks? Even judges and lawyers, medical doctors and CPAs do what they're told, as they're also a product of their training. So it's important, as we learn to provide ourselves with this truly liberal education in the truth, that we try to share that education with as many around us as possible, including judges, doctors, and CPAs. So what's the bottom line? We're each responsible for our own education and for the education of our own children. No other institution, be it church or government, has the same goals in mind as you for your children. And in fact, government-run education is the vehicle for suppressing all of our freedoms that many of us are just learning about and that we're seeking to reclaim. Once we understand this loss of freedom and its source, when we know that we have the tools at hand to stop it and reverse it, we can blame no one but ourselves if it continues. Can you be fully responsible for your own children's education, even teach them yourself? Before you answer that, answer this. Can you learn this material yourself, even when much of it is very different from what you've always learned? Of course you can. You're doing it right now. So if you can do it yourself, you can help your children learn as well. And the support that's available for you is even more unlimited than your own sources of information for this freedom education. If you want to succeed in taking back freedom for yourself and for your family, taking back the control of your own children's education must be a part of that, or your family will never really be free. And what can be more important than your family? Thank you.